Welcome to the Men's Power Connect, where our mission is to equip, engage, and empower men in life and leadership. We hope that the information that we share is value added. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website, menspowerconnect.com. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And we believe in iron sharpening iron. Let's go. All right, man, we are back with the Men's Power Connect, and we're talking to my brother, Coach Stan Maddox here, talking about his journey to wellness and health and the building blocks that he's put together to make sure that he is in the best condition of his life. And he's sharing that information with our community as well. We left off from where you were building, where you were a certified health coach, certified fitness coach, you were owned your own car business at the same time, and you were in martial arts.
Yes, that's so correct.
Take us now from your transitioning from your car business into full-time health and fitness training, and then we're going to get to rehab and beyond.
Sure, absolutely. So for me, even when I still had my car business, but getting so well-versed and immersed in the physical fitness aspect of it, I mean, again, it was a passion. I just really loved doing it. I just loved helping people. Again, like we talked about before, I had already started like a fit camp that I had first initiated just to give back to people. Hey, let's go ahead and focus on getting some people, getting their health better, et cetera. So me finding out that this was another one of my successful skill sets because I saw people's bodies change.
Wow.
People were giving me readbacks from their PCP, their primary care physicians. Hey, your blood pressure is better now. Your blood sugar levels are more optimal now. Okay, you're losing weight. You're in better shape now. So I'm starting to get this feedback. I'm seeing people change. And of course, this is my passion. And on top of that, I'm still competing. So I've got to stay in shape too. You're not in shape, you're going to get hurt.
Because you're competing in martial arts.
I'm competing in martial arts at the time. It was judo and it was also kickboxing. So
he's also my bodyguard. Just letting you know. So don't mess with me. All right. But go ahead, Stan.
So with that, yeah, I had to make sure that my temple was good to go and I'm helping other people out. So, again, one of my other skill sets is I've been a businessman for years, so I understand the logistics and how businesses break down. So I was able to start transitioning. I said, you know, I really love doing this. I'm going to make this a business.
Mm.
So that was when the first business was started. That was Meltdown Fitness Atlanta. And I was able to go in and start group personal training program. Once that became an actual business, people knew that this was a program that I had. I was able to acquire a place at a facility that I was able to administer all of my classes.
And was this just personal training and health?
Yes.
As far as food is concerned too. So diet as well as fitness. So we have a ton of those.
That's correct. And at that time, that's what it was. It was food consumption.
Food, okay.
It was physical fitness.
Great.
And with that, and of course, it just continued to evolve because with me, I'm like, okay, now I'm serving this population that are looking to me to lead them to health and wellness. So my skill set and my education has to be on point. I have to focus on being smarter, to say it in the other term, you know, that way. So from that, I went from physical fitness trainer, certified health coach to certified master trainer. These are different things. So just if you're listening, you know, out, just kind of bear in mind if you're connecting with somebody that is saying, hey, I'm a personal trainer, it's okay to kind of know about the certifications, ask for some copies, see where they come from so they know that they're well versed in being able to take care of you. Mind you, you're letting somebody lead you into taking care of your body. So if they ask you to do certain things, they need to be educated in certain areas so you won't get hurt. That's just a side note. I want to say that. So from that, I was a certified master trainer.
A master trainer.
That's correct. So at that point, I'm able to just connect with all aspects of people. But even with my programs continuing to evolve, it's another population that needed help. These are the people that are disabled. These are the cancer survivors. These are the stroke survivors, the brain injury survivors, people with Parkinson's disease, pretty much so many other issues that people deal with, chronic issues, and a lot of those come from poor health habits. So now, because of who Coach Stan is, and now I'm getting popular, more popular. My name is traveling in a positive manner, and people say, "Hey, go see this guy. He can help you with XYZ." Then I was able to start servicing a population with issues where they needed rehabilitation. Okay, that's another chapter, Carlos. So now I have to go back and get more education on this, in addition to helping this population. So what I was able to do during that time was to get a rehabilitation certification called the National Stroke and Brain Injury Continuum of Care.
Okay, say that slow, because I want people to really understand that.
Yes,
sir. What's happening is your passion is turning into your purpose, which is much bigger. And I love that. And that's why I'm honored to have you part of this, because now we're working in purpose at this point. So what's that organization that you got your certification with?
Sure. Yeah, this is the NSB, which is the National Stroke and Brain Injury Continuum of Care. So at that point, we're getting this certification. Again, it was pretty rigorous certification to get the education. I was able to become a rehab trainer. It's called a rehab trainer. So this particular certification allows me to actually focus on the continuum of care with people that have undergo physical therapy, be it physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, things of that nature. Mm. So we basically reinforce, as a rehab trainer, reinforce what these therapists are able to provide for this particular population in rehabilitation. Mm. Again, I'm going back to cancer survivors, those stroke, brain injury survivors. We deal with a lot of people that have neurological deficits. This particular cerebral palsy, naming a few, Parkinson's disease, et cetera. So we're able to deal with people on the rehabilitative side, in addition to the health coach side, in addition to the physical fitness side, because all of it comes together. You need all of it. You know, hindsight is 2020, so you actually need all of it as far as you going through your rehabilitative journey.
So the comprehensiveness now of what you're doing, at this point, you're dealing with the total man, the maximized man, or the person.
Yes.
And now you got all of these certifications, and rehab and beyond is born.
Yes. And I want to share one other story with
Please.
You that really catapulted the formation of this organization, Rehab and Beyond. In 2015, my aunt suffered from a stroke. Again, all of my family members, the majority of my family members are here in Atlanta, East Atlanta, Decatur, around South Side, West Side, et cetera. We're from Atlanta. We come from meager beginnings. Now, my aunt suffered a stroke. At that time, she did not have the proper insurance or financial wherewithal to be able to receive her full therapy.
Mm.
There's money issues there. Now, I want to give you some more information about my aunt. Now, she was the daycare person in her neighborhood.
So she's keeping all the kids.
And here's the thing, in that particular neighborhood, you have so many families that are focused on working, taking care of the household, etc. So if you have a woman like my aunt that's in the neighborhood and she's taking care of kids, and she's charging a very affordable rate for everybody. Plus, she's still in the neighborhood, so your kids are in good hands, etc., the whole nine. My aunt suffered a stroke. So now at this point, she's disabled.
Does she have health care?
She was uninsured, right? So, and it was low income. So she just had enough for them to be able to save her life.
Wow.
To get a small amount of therapy. But at that point, what happens is, if your insurance doesn't cover your full amount of therapy that you need, then you're going to get a list of exercises that you can go home to do. In other words, to my aunt, "Hey, here you go. Here's some exercises you can do at the house.
So you have to be disciplined enough to do those exercises on your own.
And Carlos, just to kind of give everybody an idea of what happens to you when you have a stroke. Again, every stroke is different as far as the effect, but some of the general effects are part of your body, one side of your body is in off. You can't utilize it how you normally would. Partial paralysis is one word that could potentially be used for that. Also, you have the potential to have what's called to be aphasic. And what aphasic means is you have the inability to speak or to think properly.
Hmm.
All these things happen post-stroke, after you have a stroke. You have the potential.
And this is what your aunt is dealing with now.
And this is what she's dealing with. So now at this point, she can't keep kids anymore. So there's a domino effect. So now all the families that would have her to keep their kids, now they got to scuffle around to find out who's going to keep their kids. That's one domino effect. The other was my oldest cousin, which is her daughter, mm-hmm. stayed at a house with her. They split the bills. So at this point now, auntie can't bring her part of the money in from child.
Well, I'm just imagining how much that costs.
And now my cousin has to work more, but at the same time, she's got to be a caregiver to my aunt. It's a very daunting situation, Carlos. So with that, what happened is my aunt had to sit at that house and she became sedentary. She didn't do the exercise. She wasn't exercising before the stroke. Now this is very challenging for her to exercise after the stroke without any professional provider there to be able to assist her in care. So she stayed there. She was sedentary at the house a lot of times by herself. At the house, she suffered multiple strokes and she did not survive. So with this, thank you for saying that. So with this, me having all the skills that I have, and I now I'm working with people with these same issues, what can I do to help? How can I assist? So as I continue to form my business continues to evolve. Okay, thus the creation of Rehab and Beyond. Because at this point, with me being in the rehabilitative field, health and wellness, et cetera, I'm fortunate enough to know a lot of people. I've had people that were recommended to come and see me from well-known hospitals here in Atlanta. And from that, a lot of the professionals there, a lot mm-hmm. of the healthcare professionals there, we grew in very strong bonds of a relationship, trusting in the brand that I have and vice versa. And we were able to come together and say, okay, we want to assist in the formation of Rehab and Beyond. So with Rehab and Beyond, we're a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission is to provide free therapy for low-income, uninsured, or underinsured stroke and brain injury survivors in the state of Georgia, regardless of circumstance.
And where can people look that up? Is it rehabandbeyond.com?
That is correct. It is rehabandbeyond.org.
.org.
And
okay.
It's the whole word spelled out, rehabandbeyond.
Let them see your shirt.
.org. Somebody can see that.
That's his shirt.
So it's the whole word spelled out, .org.
So please go and look that up. Amazing.
Yes. And if you are a stroke or a brain injury survivor that are in need of care, that's what we're here for. Again, you can go and visit the website, but that's what we're here for. So with that, and I want to cover one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very important for me, again, meeting Carlos at Toastmasters to be able to convey this information to the masses, health and wellness to the masses, you know, how to be able to fight against chronic illnesses like, you know, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, things of that nature. How to do this? So, I wrote a book.
I've got that on my notes here. Yes, book. I want to make sure I want people to know about your book.
Yes, sir. I wrote a book. It's named "Make Me Healthy, Make Me Happy." Simple methods of creating a healthy lifestyle change. This book is available on Amazon, on all platforms. You can just go type my name in, Coach Dan Maddox, mm-hmm. or you can type the word "Make Me Healthy, Make Me Happy," and you'll be able to see the book.
So can I just do this?
Sure.
I've read the book. It is a short, easy read. So it's not 300, 400 pages, and it's in layman's terms to where you can truly understand it. it is a literally, you could probably read this book in an hour, hour and a half. Just get it, read it, and you'll become even more educated on what you can do to be healthier and happier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In this case, less is more.
Mm-hmm. So less is more.
You don't need an encyclopedia. You go in there, it's a lot of meal plans. It tells you certain foods you need to consume, certain stuff you need to stay away from, et cetera. It goes through all of those regimens. All you need to do is just show up and execute.
Mm-hmm.
Show up and execute.
And so you have Rehab and Beyond, and you have the book, Healthy, Make Me Healthy. I'm sorry, Make Me Healthy, Make Me Happy.
Yes, that's correct. And
go ahead.
So with that, of course, we have our nonprofit organization. Now we're able to provide, you know, physical rehabilitation, well care, health and fitness, et cetera. So we have a combination of all this. So basically at the facility that we were previously in Stone Mountain, we were kind of, you know, busting at the seams. We needed more space. Because when I say we, now at this point, I have a staff. I have people that I trained to be part of allocating the services that we provide.
Shout out to the staff at Rehab and Beyond. They are absolutely incredible, amazing, so warm, so invited, and so inviting and so knowledgeable.
Thank you for saying that, and I totally agree with that. I'm fortunate enough to have a great staff, and one of my mentors years ago said, you're only as good as the people that work for you.
Exactly.
So yeah, kudos to them. Much props to them. I got a great team. I'm very happy with that. So with that, we're busting at the seams, mm-hmm. So we have to find another facility. So now we have our facility. We acquired a facility in Tucker, Georgia. Right off of La Vista Road in Tucker, Georgia, we have our own facility, so we're able to provide these particular resources at our own facility that is bigger and that which we needed. So what we also added to Rehab and Beyond, added to our organization, because just from all of the collaboration, all of support that we have with the medical, you know, the medical field around physical therapists, occupational therapists, mm-hmm. you know, speech therapists, other rehab trainers, other executives in the medical field, et cetera. And I want to name some names. I just really have a lot of respect for a lot of these communities that we're working with. Emory Rehab Hospital,
mm-hmm.
Wellstar,
mm-hmm.
The Shepherd Center.
Yes.
They've been very supportive in the creation and the progression of Rehab and Beyond. So I definitely want to mention them as well.
Good.
So with that, everybody will come to me, Coach Stan, how can we do? How can we assist? And so what we were able to form is what was called Day of Rehab. So every 90 days, what we do every quarter is we have a community event right in our clinic, our rehab facility.
I mean, it's right there.
It's right there.
In the parking lot, in the facility.
Yes, yes. And what we do at our facility, along with our staff, again, our staff, and our occupational therapists, physical therapists, rehab trainers. Along with our staff, we have volunteer therapists from all of these facilities I just named. Also, Georgia State University, I want to give them a shout mm-hmm. out. And also Emory University as well. I just want to make sure I name all of our supporters here. We've got great support. So we have a plethora of therapists, licensed therapists, that come to our facility and they provide care, in addition, along with our staff. We provide this care for free. We do it every quarter. It's called Day of Rehab. So to the stroke and brain injury surviving community, we have what's called Day of Rehab. And on these days, we provide free therapy. And, you know, once a year, we also, in addition to the Day of Rehab day, we have a benefit concert. Mm-hmm. On that benefit concert, of course, my speech sensei, Carlos Green, we were fortunate enough to have him as MC.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate him for that.
Thank you.
Did an amazing job. It could not have been what it was without Carlos Green.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Speaking of truth. But we're able to offer these resources as well. Now, one thing that we also offer, what we haven't done, is during the week, we can also offer either free health care, or we do have what's called a sliding scale. In other words, we're able to offer those services at discounted rates based on your income.
Got it.
So we just focus on having a platform available for any stroke or brain injury survivor that needs the care. If you need the care and you cannot afford the care, we have a lot of resources and a lot of options for you to be able to be provided the care.
So I want to close this session up, though, by like, how many lives have you all touched at Rehab and Beyond?
Sure.
And then we'll move on.
Yes, sir. Since our formation over half a decade ago, this is back in 2018, we've impacted over 12,000 lives through our outreach program. I'm very, very happy with those numbers.
I love it. And I would say that that's probably a low number because there's some indirect impacts that are happening as well. Because when you help one individual, you're helping their family, you're helping their friends, you're also helping their community at this point. So 12,000 directly, I can just imagine what that looks like indirectly.
Absolutely.
So thank you for your journey. And I'm hoping that you all can see why I wanted him to be the co-host of this Maximize Man through the Men's Power Connect, because not only is he operating in his purpose, but he's got all of the credentials and certifications to be able to speak informally and intelligently about the Maximize Man and what that looks like. And the one thing that I truly love about Stan Maddox is that he's a man after God's own heart, and he takes care of his family, has a beautiful family. Taking all of those things into consideration, I don't think I could have got a better co-host to walk through this series called The Maximized Man. Now, in the series, there's going to be anywhere from 8 to 9 different sessions that we'll go through. And let me just kind of give you all what some of those sessions are going to look like. The first one we're going to do is going to be called, I'm pulling it up now, is... Which one it is?
Let's go to the grocery store.
Let's go to the grocery store. We'll walk through what that looks like. The second one is going to be get rid of those pills. The third one we're going to do is the makeup of the body and the temple that we're looking at. The magic of water. Weightlifting versus cardio. Losing the gut, stress, and the body. And then we'll conclude it with possibly conclude it, depending on what you all think. The stretch really works. So those are the different sessions that we're going to be going through. They're going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes in length. And you can watch that. So again, you can subscribe to us at the YouTube channel at Men's Power Connect. Follow us on Facebook, also on Instagram as well. Are you excited about doing this?
I'm very excited. And I want to say, convey this to our men.
Please.
Guys, listen, I was very fortunate enough to be the co-host here with Carlos. This is a very important series for us. We are the leaders of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, just instinctively, we focus on taking care of everybody else. But understanding that you got to take care of yourself, because that's the only way you can take care of everybody mm-hmm. else. We're going to get into that with some of the other segments. But I just want to say that very happy to be here. Very happy to be the co-host. Thank you, Carlos, for having me here.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to end this session here. I definitely want to read this particular scripture coming from Romans 12, 1-2. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, my brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So thank you all for joining us here on the Maximized Man with my brother here, my co-host, Coach Stan Maddox, and be on the lookout for the first session that we'll do. Go out and encourage another brother.
All right. Let's go, man.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the Men's Power Connect. We hope you've been inspired and informed. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to our podcast as well as our YouTube channel. We believe in living a life that glorifies God and serving others. Go out and encourage another brother. Peace.